are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, y'all know that I got the flu, a cold, but I got to tell you, Dr. Rodney is the best. Go to mindbodybasics.com. I got what's known as a homeopathic flu shot. It's basically just like the best concoction of herbs and sulfur, and all of a sudden you're just like new. So here I am. Yes, I'm here. Can you all believe that Christmas is around the corner? The holidays are here. Well, we're going to get that spirit going tonight because we've got a wonderful show coming on. We have Trista Wilson coming. We've got Phoenix Stone because he's got a new Christmas song because, baby, it's Christmas. We've got Jiggly Caliente. You all know her from RuPaul's Drag Race. Well, there's been some tweets going around, and she's been in the hospital, and she's going to give you the dirt on what's going on with her life, where she is right now, and how she's feeling. What do you guys want to hear? You want to hear some Christmas music? I know you do. Well, we're going to get to that in just a second because I've got some wonderful, cool news for you. Have you all been seeing on YouTube right now this really great woman by the name of Ash Beckman. I'm just reading my notes here. Well, Ash is unbelievable. She did this whole TEDx Boulder talk on coming out of the closet and basically how closets are hard conversations. Well, she's going to join us, not tonight, but just in the near future. And I'm so excited to have Ash here because I got to say thank you to Sarah Hassan for tweeting me the video. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, we've got to have her on because this is so where we are in life about hard conversations and how much they suck, but why we need them. And there are these closets that we're living in of this pain. And the longer you don't say anything, the harder it gets and the more painful it gets. And especially with the holidays coming up and Let's all just love one another. Y'all felt like some jingle bells? Let's get some jingle bells, and we're back. Jiggly Caliente's here. Hit it, Ronan. Jingle bells on Max and Friends.
Oh, bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. That was Jingle Bells, but you know, I can't just give you some really boring rendition of Jingle Bells. I have to give you the remix. So that was it. All the holiday remixes you could find here on Max and Friends during the holidays on LA Talk Radio. And of course, if you miss any part of the show, you just go to latalkradio.com/Max with a capital M, AX.PHP, and you can get all the almost 6 years of archives there. Hey, Ronan, we've got some hot topics, don't we?
Hey, y'all, guys and girls, pick a topic and then we're going to drop it on.
And this is why. Hit it, Ronan. Y'all know this show, don't you? RuPaul's Drag Race. That's right. Let the best woman win. We've got Jiggly Caliente here. Jiggly, what's going on with you, girl?
What's up? What's up, Max? What's up, everybody?
I'm glad you're here tonight. You know, there's been like this whole rumor mill going on. Is Jiggly alive? Is Jiggly dead? What's going on with Jiggly? People are calling me. They're like, what's going on with her? I said, I'm going to have her here on the show. She's going to tell you firsthand. So what's going on, Jiggly? Tell us. Well, you're alive, well, obviously, but tell us what's happening.
Well, clearly, everybody, well, there's all these rumors. This is weird. But the only truth is I went to the ER a couple weeks ago because I was having a hard time breathing. And I thought it was, I really thought it was just because I was allergic to this candle that I bought. But turns out I have a bad heart. So being big is no longer cute. So I got to lose a lot of weight and I have to get healthy. But what really happened was my heart enlarged and it started working at only 19%. And because of that, it was pushing and filling up my lungs with fluids, which was hindering me from breathing. Wow. So that's why I was like really short of breath. I was all I felt like I was gasping for air, and drinking Red Bull doesn't help the situation. So it raised up my blood pressure, all this stuff. It was like all this bad stuff on my heart. And I'm like, damn. I thought I was going to go in there, they're going to give me a pill, get out, and I was going to be able to see Hunger Games 2. No, that didn't happen. I was stuck there for like 12 days.
You know, and I was getting, literally, I was getting tweets because, you know, we have a lot of friends in common. I was getting tweets and I was getting text messages. And my friend Matu was like, what's going on with Jiggly? Is she okay? I was like, well, I saw on Facebook that she's home, so let me just have her on the show and tell you all what's going on. So what's
next? Yeah, I've been home now for about a week.
So you've been
I was on bed rest. They told me to just lay low and just, I have to get used to the medications because it's like, it can cause dizziness and lightheadedness. And I kind of learned that this morning. And I was like, I'm feeling better. So I was like, let me try to, you know, rehearse a bit and get like some cardio in. Ooh, bad idea. Like, ooh, the room just fun. And I was like, okay, maybe I need to sit my fat ass down.
But now, like, all that dizziness and lightheadedness you didn't get enough of on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, yeah, I did. That's the problem. I'm asking for more. But, I mean, in this, as a drag queen, if you don't work, you don't get paid. So I need to start getting back into work. And I was already, like, 12 days out where I have to care for gigs. That's cute, so hopefully I could get my momentum back. And, you know, I just got to be in a different lifestyle. I have to eat totally different than I was before. I have to exercise. I have to do a lot of things that I didn't do then.
Yeah.
So, you know, they even did, like, a heart biopsy. So that was...
Oh, my God.
So that was a lot. Like, I mean, I went through a lot, and it's, like, a big eye-opener for me because my mom, you know, side of a heart condition. And I can't, you know, like, and it's just me and my brother left. So I have really to, I have a reason to live, and I can't do that to my family. And so I have, not just for them, but for me as well. But
so
you
now
know, my
what do you want everyone out there to know? Give us your PSA right now for everyone listening from Jiggly Caliente from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, everybody, make sure that you go see your doctors and don't be like me and not go get a checkup. Go get your checkups done. Get, you know, everybody talks about, oh, get tested. Yeah, get tested. Do all that. But make sure you go see your actual doctor so they can tell you if there's anything going on with you. And, oh, Red Bull. No, don't do it. God.
Get away from that devil.
Jesus. Like, the worst part is, like, I don't drink. I don't smoke. But, God, as soon as they were like, what do you, well, tell us, like, if you don't do any of this stuff, well, I was like, oh, I do drink Red Bull. And they're like, ding, ding, ding. That's what got you.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, you know, what are you going to do for the holidays this season, Jiggly?
I am, well, since my brother has to work, we sadly have to stay here in New York. But we originally had plans to go to Canada to see our family. But we're going to have to stay here in New York, which is not going to happen. It's okay.
And now, when are you going to start performing again?
I plan on doing it soon. I need to, you know, I'm going to get my stamina back. I'm going to, you know, I'm definitely going to do this. I can't let anybody down. I need to, you know, everybody says there's something jiggly in their life. I'm like, well, yeah, Jiggly's still going to jiggle somehow, and I need to. I'm definitely going to do this for me and get better.
Super. Well, I'm glad that you're better. When you know what your schedule is like, I want you to come back on to Max and Friends, let everybody know. And I'm just glad you're okay, because you know how much I love you. So
thank you, Max. I really do appreciate that. It was just like, when you contacted me, I was like, what the hell are you being rumored? I was like, I was just in the hospital.
I was like, are you dead or alive? People, you know, the rumor
like, dead. My friend was like, one of my friends said, did she get a boob job? I'm like, yeah, I went to go get
a
boob job.
I thought. I was like, Jiggly got her boobs done.
I would get my hairline and my teeth fixed first before I get my boobs done.
There you go. Well, you know what? We're going to go on with the show. And we got some happy holidays to wish everyone, and especially to you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Jiggly, everyone, from RuPaul's Drag Race. Hit it, Ronan. Let the best woman win, and now Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And when we're back, Phoenix Stone. Stay tuned.
Red-Nosed Reindeer,
oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose,
so I heard.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Of course, it was a remix, because that's all we're going to give you here on Max and Friends, because it's the holidays, and it's like nothing like when you have to turn into a radio station, because that's what you have to do every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio to hear me, your host, Max Tucci. There's nothing worse than like hearing, oh my God, those horrible Christmas songs. That's why we're giving you remixes, and that's why we're giving you one of my new favorite holiday songs. Don't say I don't give you anything. Also, one of my favorite friends on earth, and not only is he like the man of the moment right now, because he's going to tell you why himself, but he's got some really great songs coming out. His new one, Baby It's Christmas, we're going to play it here tonight on Mags and Friends. And of course, When the Whiskey Don't Work, doesn't work. I got all ghetto with it. When the whiskey don't work. Y'all need some whiskey, because I need some Phoenix Stone. Pull up your mic, Phoenix.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
Well, you've been in this industry forever. I'm doing fine. How are you doing, and what are you doing?
Oh, I am doing great, man. I'm in Las Vegas right now getting ready for the ACA Awards on Tuesday. So it's a big party. All the recording artists and everyone from Nashville is coming into town. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, now tell us, like, because your career has spanned. You've been on Max and Friends before, so people already know who you are. And they know who you are because you've had such an intriguing career. So tell us a little bit about your career as a child.
Well, you know, I started out, God, I've been doing this since I was 12 or 13. I started out on a Nickelodeon show called Welcome Freshman, and I was also on Clarissa Explains It All. And then I, you know, went on and was in the Backstreet Boys, and then I put out a solo pop record. I've written songs for everyone from Backstreet to Art Garfunkel, produced lots of people. I've run record labels, run my own publishing company. So I've kind of run the gamut in the music industry. But currently, you know, I've got, this Christmas song that you mentioned, Baby, It's Christmas. I wrote it because I wanted anybody who's not with the people they love around the holidays, I wanted to write it for them. Because, and it really comes to mind is all the military people, all the military families that have to be a part.
Yeah.
Really any reason why you have to be apart from the people you love. That's the hardest time. I mean, the holidays are warm and fuzzy, and we love it. We love when we're close to family and friends. But the reality is a lot of us, live, far apart, and sometimes you can't get home or you can't get there. And so that's what the sentiment of the song is. It's wanting to be around the people you love at Christmas. And it's, I know you guys are going to play it, and if anybody likes it, you can always go to iTunes and check it out and spend that 99 cents.
Absolutely. Now, set us up on Baby, It's Christmas. You wrote this song because?
I wrote it because, like I said, I've always had a strong affinity for military families. A lot of my family was in the military. And, I had a song out called Proud to Be Born Again in America a few years ago that did really well, and I gave all the proceeds to American veterans. And so it's near and dear to my heart. And so I wrote this because, for the military families and really for anybody that is not near the ones they love at Christmas, it sort of just brings that sentiment. And it's called Baby, It's Christmas.
And it's going to be right here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Phoenix Stone, Baby, It's Christmas. And when we're back, Phoenix is going to be with us. Tune it up, people. Let's blast it right now because it's almost Christmas. Hit it, Ronan. Baby, It's Christmas on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
It's the best time of year. Snow is falling on the ground. Kids are anxiously waiting for Santa. Christmas joy is in the air. All the lights are hung with care. It's the season of love and of giving. Something just ain't right. It's a sad, silent night.
Baby, it's Christmas, and I want
sipping on rum and eggnog by the fire. We've been watching the night sky, looking for reindeer flying by, putting cookies and milk out at midnight. But baby, no red-nosed deer's gonna get you.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and that was Baby It's Christmas by the one and only Phoenix Stone, and he's joining us here because the holidays wouldn't be the same without Phoenix and that song. Hey, I know y'all are tweeting me right now, and that song we're sending out to all of our armed force men and women who are out in this world of ours fighting for us, and we just send you our love, and Baby It's Christmas, we wish you were here, don't we, Phoenix?
Absolutely, that's what it's about. We wish all the people that we love were close to us, so... Hope you guys like that. You know, you can always find it on my my website, phoenixstoneband.net, or on iTunes, whatever.
Go buy it on iTunes. Just go buy it, people. Go to iTunes and buy Baby It's Christmas by Phoenix Stone. Stuff your stocking, stuff his stocking. Everybody, just stuff your stockings and go buy the song, because without that song, it's not going to be Christmas. That's how simple it is. So, Phoenix, like, how long have you been singing?
Oh my God! I've been singing my whole life, man. I started doing it, you know, professionally as a teenager, and I was in bands before that, and just messed around with music. I've been writing music. I got my first publishing deal with Warner Chappell when I was probably 15 years old. So started writing songs then, and it's been a great, you know, great journey. I mean, like I said, I've run my own imprint labels with Columbia Records and also with EMI and Sony internationally, and
you've been
put
doing
out pop records. You know, I've been doing it a long time. I've been doing it a long time. I love it. Music is my life. So, yeah,
all right.
I'm a judge.
I know we're going to get to that. Hold on. You're here. You're not going anywhere. But we got to give a plug right now to Twitter and our followers on Twitter, because Meganella just tweeted us. And she said, Phoenix Stone, I loved your song, Proud to Be Born Again American. This one is awesome as well. It is it on iTunes also? It is. Go buy it on iTunes. And how you doing, Amanda May? Thanks for retweeting. So tell us about your new – you're like a judge now, Mr. America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. They asked me to do this show, and it's called The Next Great Family Band, and NBC Universal is producing it. And we just finished the last episode of the first season, And it's been really good. You know, there's a lot of talented people out there, and we're seeing a lot of really good stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, I try to be real constructive with my critiques. I'm not there to make anybody rethink their decisions in life. But I want to give it to them real and give it to them straight, so that they know what they're getting into and they want to venture into this business of music. You know,
when does that start airing?
It's on Cozy TV and it comes on NBC, I think, on Saturday nights, and then Cozy TV on Sunday nights. But you
and
can
the
check.
Show again is
yeah, it's called The Next Great Family Band.
Ooh, that's gonna be my new addiction, because you know there's gonna be some drama too when Mama's off key and Papa's in the kitchen and your boy is trying to find his way to the studio. That's gonna be good. So tell us about. Because that's the kind of show, when the whiskey doesn't work, it's just going to be a nightmare. Tell us about When the Whiskey Doesn't Work.
Yeah, that's exciting. That song, you know, I wrote that song just about, you know, about those times in your life when, just whatever it is, whether it's the whiskey or whatever it is that is your sort of your crutch in life, when you know, that's not killing the pain anymore, that's not making you feel better, when that is just absolutely... you know, not working anymore. So I wrote that about that. And you can hear that song on, it's been playing on Sirius XM, The Highway. It plays on a show called On the Horizon. So it's been getting radio play, which is exciting. I know you guys are going to play it. So it's a song that, comes from the heart. And hope everybody likes the reaction so far. Good.
I can't wait. I'm going to start listening to The Highway now, so that when I see it all of a sudden, I say, Phoenix, so I'm going to Phoenix. I'm going to take pictures and start tweeting it. So you watch and see what
I love it.
Tomorrow,
I'm
going to get in the car and go put The Highway on. I'm going to call and say, y'all need to play When the Whiskey Doesn't Work, so I can see Phoenix's name on my little car dashboard, because that's going to be
I love up. It. Yeah. Well, tell all your fans, Mac. Tell all your fans and your followers here on the radio to tell them to go on SiriusXM The Highway and, like, tweet about it and go on Facebook, because the more they do that, the more they add it and keep on playing it, and it helps me a lot as an artist. So
watch this. Hey, Meganella, will you please tweet right now, because that's my tweet girl, can you please tweet right now to The Highway on SiriusXM to play When the Whiskey Doesn't Work by Phoenix Stone 1, at Phoenix Stone 1. Everybody start tweeting, because I want to hear that song tomorrow morning when I get in the car. So if I don't hear it, it's because y'all Twitter, you failed me, so get on it. Anyway, so what do you want your legacy to be, Phoenix Stone?
You know what, man? I tell you, I really want it to be, I'm a music guy. I love entertainment. I love what I do. I love performing. I love to write songs for myself and for other people and produce. So at the end of the day, I'd like to be remembered mainly as a songwriter, because all the songs that I do, that I perform, I write, and they're real stories, and they're real from my life. And so if I can share a little bit of my truth and my experience through my songs, and they can go in touch and mean something to someone else, then I feel like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do here on the surf.
All right. Well, when the whiskey doesn't work, it means that you're no longer here, and your legacy is going to be one of grandeur. But you know what? I want to hear it now, Max and Friends. So, Phoenix, stay with us, Phoenix. Hey, Ronan, hit it. When the Whiskey Doesn't Work on Max and Friends by Phoenix Stone. And when we're back, Phoenix is going to give you his holiday wishes. Stay tuned, everyone. Hit it, Ronan.
Still go to work just like I always do. Shot a coffee with my jet. Feel the numb come easing back. Since you went away, I don't eat breakfast anymore. You made leaving look so easy. And I still have a few hard nights. Doesn't work.
guess I'm doing well. Different girl in each hotel, but I feel like I'm living in my own private hell. Too much time out on the road, too much whiskey, too much coke. We ended this as friends, and maybe that's what hurts me the most. You made leaving love so easy, but I still have a few hard nights.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Phoenix Stone, "When the Whiskey Doesn't Work." Who needs Sirius XM when you got LA Talk Radio, people? How you doing, Phoenix Stone? Because he's still with us.
I'm right here, man. I'm right here.
I love the power of having a radio show, because if I want to hear the song, damn it, I'm going to hear it now. And thank you, Megan Ella, for tweeting to them, the other networks, to play it. So we're going to play it here,
yes,
too. Phoenix,
yes,
what are you doing for the holidays?
You know, I'm going to be – so I'm here in Vegas for the ACAs. Guys, tune in. That's on Fox. And then I go to Los Angeles I got a session out there working on some music. And then I head back to Nashville. I'm actually doing Christmas in Nashville this year. I've got my whole family coming up to stay with me, and we're gonna have a good time. We're going to do a lot of eating, a lot of drinking, and a lot of having fun.
That sounds like your next album, your next Christmas album, Christmas in Nashville.
It does, right?
I love Christmas it. In Nashville with Phoenix Stone and family. How you doing? I'll get my
Bring
check, cut me the royalties. But all right, Phoenix, I want you to wish everyone a happy holidays, and we're going to let you go because I know you're busy, and I just thank you so much for dropping by, Max and Friends. So wish everyone well.
Yes, Max. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. You're awesome. Your radio show's awesome. So thanks for having me. And everybody out there that is tuning in, just you guys have a safe and happy, healthy holiday. Wishing you lots and lots of love. And stay in touch with me. Get on my Facebook, Phoenix Stone Fans, or get on Phoenix Stone 1 at Twitter and say hi. All right, much love to everybody. I'll see you soon, Max. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling in. Say hi to Sybil and everyone else in your camp. They're all the best. You guys have the best people working for you.
Oh, I love it.
Have
all
a
right,
good
happy,
night.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy Kwanzaa. All right, well, coming up, we've got the 12 gifts of Christmas here on Max and Friends with Trista Wilson. So stay tuned, because we got to give you all the scoop on what to do for the holiday season. And right now, happy holidays on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Trista Wilson and the 12 Gifts of Christmas, the third annual 12 Christmas, Christmas, 12 Gifts of Christmas. I'm so excited. Hit it, Ronan. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if dinners are wearing thin, pack your load down the road, come to Holiday Inn.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci, and that was a fabulous remix of Happy Holidays. When I heard the word traffic LA, I said, Ronan, cut it. We don't want to hear about traffic in LA, especially during the holidays. We want to hear about the 12 gifts of Christmas. Do y'all know what to do for the holidays? Now, I'm the type of person where I love gifts, don't get me wrong, but I don't need anything anymore. I just want some love, and I just want y'all to do this. So for me, for Christmas, you can do the third annual 12 Gifts of Christmas. Trista Wilson is joining us, and y'all know we've had her here before. And we talk about doing the right thing for the holidays. And if that's where your spirit is this year, and if that's something you want to get into, and if you are all about giving back and paying it forward, then the 12 gifts of Christmas are going to be on your to-do list. And we're giving them to you here tonight to be inspired for this holiday season. Welcome back, Trista.
How are you doing, Max? Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I am so glad you're here. Tell us about your list and this year how you compiled it.
Absolutely. So like you had mentioned, this is the third year that we've done this. Basically, this year, okay, I'll start with the first year. The first year I came up with all 12 ideas of different random acts of kindness and ways to pay it forward. Last year, I decided to go a different route, and I reached out to a lot of people in my network, some people in different states, some people even in different countries, and compiled a list of 12 ways to pay it forward, all from other people. So this year, basically what I did is took the most popular ideas from both years and compiled it for the third annual 12 Gifts of Christmas.
And we're going to give it to everybody here tonight. What the fun thing is, the 12, why are we doing this tonight, people ask? Because I'm getting tweets right now. The reason why we're starting the 12 gifts of Christmas today is because it actually starts on December 13th. So that's like coming up. It's like this week. So that's why we're starting it today. So you could all be ready for the 12 gifts of Christmas. Let's start with day 12, December 13th.
Okay, so day 12, the idea is to buy food for a homeless person or someone in need. So this doesn't have to be expensive whatsoever. I mean, $5 should cover lunch.
And then day 11, December 14th.
Day 11, my idea here was to write a kind handwritten letter to someone that changed your life for the better. So, you know, not an email, not a text. We're talking about snail mail, people. You know, this can be a childhood friend, a teacher, or even an old babysitter, someone that really impacted your life for the better.
Day 10, December 15th.
All right. So day 10, the idea here is to pay for the person's order in line behind you, either in, you know, a Starbucks drive-thru, maybe a fast food drive-thru. This can even be a toll booth or a train ticket, really depending on where you live.
Love that. That's one of my favorites because that's the easiest thing to do. December 9th, day 9, December 16th. What do we do?
So day 9, this one you can either buy or bake something for a neighbor. You might know them very well. You might not have ever actually met them. So it's a great way to introduce yourself and get to know the people that are living around you.
That's a good one. And now day 8, December 17th.
So day 8, I personally love since I was all three of these, but this one has to do with leaving a generous tip for either a server, maybe a barista, or even a bartender, along with a nice note. It can be scribbled on the check even, but a lot of times I don't think people realize how difficult those jobs can be, and they might run into a lot of jerks all night. So something like that, you know, tipping them very well can really make their night.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. Day 7, December 18th.
Sure. So day 7, this one, you can purchase a gift card of a local grocery store of any amount. If $2 is all you can afford, $2 is great. But basically, purchase that gift card and then simply turn around in line and hand it to the first person you see. And then really just walk away. You don't really need to explain anything, but I'm sure their expression will kind of say it all.
Day 7. No, day 6, December 19th.
Yeah, day 6. So this one, the idea was to make a holiday card for children in the hospital and deliver them to one in your community.
I'm done.
Oh, sorry.
That's
go ahead.
Love, that's my favorite. Day 6, we're going to do that all throughout the year. All right, keep going. Tell us what to do.
Sure. So day 5.
Day 6. Let's stay on day 6. And tell us, have you done day 6? Because I know you've done these. So have you done day 6?
Yeah, I have. And that's the thing. I really came up with all of these ideas as kind of a starting point. Obviously, people live, you know, some people are in big cities, some people are in more rural areas. So you kind of have to tweak these a little bit and you can come up with your own ideas. But for this one, you don't even have to go just to a hospital. You could go to, you know, maybe a women's and children's shelter. You can go to, you know, a daycare. There's a lot of different options here. But I love this one because a lot of people, you know, they need some cheering up around the holidays, especially people that are sick or ill in the hospital. So
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Hey, Ronan, what's everybody listening to? Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. If you're just tuning in, then you're tuning in at the right time. Even though the show is almost over, you can go get this and the full portion of the show at latalkradio.com/max.php. We've got Trista Wilson joining us, and we're talking about the 12 gifts of Christmas. One of my favorite things to give you all for the holidays because it inspires you to live life to the max. And we're on day 5, which is December 20th. So tell us about day 5.
So day 5, this is actually an idea of my roommates, and that is actually to go to a nearby gas station with whatever cash you would like to donate. So whether that's $1 or $30, just pick someone that pulls up and offers to either, you know, fill the tank all the way up, if you can do that, or even a couple dollars, $10, I think anything putting that towards their gas that will really make people's day.
Day 4, December 21st.
So day four, was to give a $5 gift card to either an EMT, a firefighter, maybe a police officer, or someone in the military, someone that is serving our community.
Yes, love that. Day 3, December 22nd.
So this one is another, you know, baking homemade treats idea. But this is to, you know, the idea is to deliver them to a local family shelter in your area. What kid doesn't love holiday cookies?
Absolutely. That's a good one. Day 2, December 23rd.
So day 2, this one you know, there's several ideas in this only because of the fact that everyone is living in different areas. So basically for this one, you can either leave change by your library's printer or copy machine. Maybe you're walking up and down the streets and you're noticing some cars are at parking meters that are expired. So you decide to feed a few quarters in there, hoping they don't get a ticket. You can either tape a dollar to a vending machine or leave a few bucks at a subway station to pay for someone's public transportation. So a lot of ideas there.
Love it. Day one, December 24th. What are we supposed to do, Trista?
So day one, this one, I really love to hear of everyone's, you know, different ideas. This is really your turn to choose a random act of kindness, do whatever you want to do, be as creative as you'd like. But it's really fun. We have a Facebook event, so people are constantly sharing just different ideas and experiences in order to inspire others. So it's fun to see what people come up with for this one.
I love that one. And what I want you all to do is hashtag 12 gifts of Christmas. Follow me on Twitter at Twitter. Hashtag me 12 gifts of Christmas. If you're going to do any of these, take pictures of you doing them because we would love to see them. And we're going to post them on the page here. So this is the third annual 12 gifts of Christmas by Trista Wilson. Thank you so much for joining us here on Max and Friends tonight.
Thank you, Max.
And we're going to be tweeting these starting the 13th of December down. So y'all don't have to worry about the list because we're going to provide it for you. So that's how much we want you to get involved. So just have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you so much for this list.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Good night. So everyone, the 12 gifts of Christmas is what we are going to give to you starting December 13th. We want you to really do these. Hashtag the 12 gifts of Christmas. Hashtag that at Max Tucci. Of you doing these. I know we've got some tweets coming in saying, I do day six all the time. I do day this and that. Take pictures of yourself. Hashtag 12 gifts of Christmas. The holiday season is here, everybody. So 'tis the season to be jolly. Please, please, please don't drink and drive. It's not that important that you all have to get out after the parties and go in your car and kill somebody. So stay over at a friend's house, okay? Promise me that for this holiday season. And don't text and drive either. Y'all piss me off when I see y'all texting and driving. It's the holidays. And if you kill somebody, explain that to their family when they're putting them in the ground for their holiday season. It's not going to be a Merry Christmas. So make Christmas merry. It's up to you, people. Take responsibility. Well, on that note, everyone, I'm going to New York this week. I'm going to see my dear friend Bree Bythewood. Stay tuned to Bravo. Yes, that would be Bravo Television, because on January 5th at 9 p.m. on Sunday, I'm giving you all the scoop. Come close. January 5th, 9 p.m. on Sunday, it's going to be the new Sunday show on Bravo TV called Blood, Sweat, and Heels. I'm going to talk about high heels. So tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Blood, Sweat, Heels, because I'm going to be on that show. Bree Bythewood is one of the stars on the show. She's one of my dear, 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 dear friends. And we're going to go have a kiki this week in New York at the premiere party for Blood, Sweat, Heels. So y'all got to tune into Bravo TV. Y'all getting this here first. January 5th at 9 p.m. You got that? Next Sunday, I might be here. If I'm not here, I love you. And you're going to hear this show again. Or maybe I'll give you another show. I'll send you some more of Tamara and Greg because they give some good love advice, don't they? I know y'all like it because you tweet me. So if y'all need some love advice, tune into those shows with Tamara and Greg on Max and Friends. Speaking of, I got to get going. But before I go, I love you all for listening. Thank you, Jiggly Caliente. Thank you, Phoenix Stone, for being here. And, of course, Trista Wilson, thank you for your 12 gifts of Christmas. Thank you to all my listeners out there for tuning in. Hashtag Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Keep this going. The momentum, the love. I can feel it. It's almost 6 years that I'm here for y'all. So I love being here. And the only reason why I'm here is if you tune in. So keep on tuning in. Keep spreading the word and keep spreading the love. What else do I have to tell you besides take life to the max? Oh, so we're going to have Ash coming on and she's going to tell us about those hard conversations and what coming out of the closet really means. Because you don't have to be gay to come out of the closet. You got to come out of your fear. You got to come out of the prison that you built. Speaking of prisons and people freeing themselves from prison, I'm going to leave this note on this note to Nelson Mandela, to a man who, oh, go get the book, Long Walk Home, Long Walk to Freedom. He just was such a gentleman and so poised and so regal and just so true to himself. So when you feel like you're in this prison that we create sometimes, remember that a man sat there for year after year after year after year and came out with love. Put love into this week, everyone, and take life to the max. I gotta go. Love you all for listening. Hey, Ronan, thank you so much for your help. And everyone, happy holidays. And stay tuned to more Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.